Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
So, I'll tell you my story. It's really important to share your story and know your story. So my story is this. I got my MBA I got married in 2009, studied business to get into do my MBA. And then while I was doing this online business program to get into the MBA, I was tutoring a child whose father was a builder. And the father said, "Hey Gary, if you get your real estate license, maybe I'll give you some homes to sell." And I was like, wow, this is my window of opportunity. I'm going to study real estate. I've always wanted to do real estate, but my parents discouraged it, wanted me to be an accountant, lawyer, or doctor. So I said, this is the perfect opportunity. I was going to go into real estate. So I studied real estate and did my MBA. And then I spoke to the admissions officer, and they're like, "Gary, why do you want to do your MBA?" I was like, "I want to be a real estate agent." They're like, "You don't need an MBA to be a real estate agent." I said, "Okay, but I already studied this pre-program for the purpose of this, so I'm not going to waste it. I will tailor everything I learned in the MBA towards real estate," which is what I did. And then I finished my MBA. I got my real estate license during my MBA, and then I applied for different brokerages, and I started in 2012. Started in 2012 April, and then I didn't get I got my first deal in August, but I didn't get a deal until 2013. So 2012, the remainder of the year, I finished my schooling, and I just prepared, planned, built that website that cost a couple grand, and I was like, you know, just preparing. I did like 15-page business plan, all that stuff. 2013, I went all out, and my model at that time was like here to serve. And I was going to serve without expecting anything in return. I was going to help my friends and family in real estate without expecting they'd ever do a deal with me. And then that's what I did. I just did that. And I preached that. And I talked about that. And people started trusting me. And so first year, 2013, first full year, I hit six figure and I did really well. So 2014, I also did well. But 2014 is where I met my mentor. His name is Dan Locke, a very famous serial entrepreneur locally. And then he just took my business like out of the park. Just totally blew my mind. Like I thought I knew business. Like before I entered MBA, I thought I knew the business world. I was like, I worked in corporate for like 5 years. I think I know what it's like. Go to MBA, I'm like, I know nothing. I know nothing about business. Then I go into real estate, I study real estate, the real estate trading services manual. I'm like, hey, this is okay, I get it, I can read law and stuff like that, I think I understand this. I go into real estate, I know nothing about real estate, that's what I learned. And then as I started doing real estate, I was meeting some investors. I was like, yeah, real estate investing, easy, I'll show you how it's done. Then I talked to a real estate investor, a veteran one, 30 minutes, and I was like, humbled. I know nothing about real estate investing. Totally different field, totally different industry, and then forced me to go study real estate investing. And I thought I knew business until I met my mentor, Dan Locke. And 1 hour with them, I'm like, there goes my 1 year MBA. It really just blew my mind. Like, I thought I knew business and entrepreneurship, nothing. I know nothing. Right? And then so he propelled me. Like, I would say, I always say like 95% of my strategy comes from my mentor, 95% of my technical skills come from my managing broker. Right? So I would say 2013, my first year, I was like probably luck and a little bit of skill and hard work, mostly hard work. The first year it's just like grind, 80 hours, 100 hour weeks, just like nuts. And I wasn't working smart. I wasn't focused on working smart. 2014 is when my mentor like told me to do all this stuff and just like kick my butt.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.